In this edition of Spotlight, we feature Edwina Mensah-Hesselman, the founder of Geluk Psychology Services. Now, Edwina is a clinical psychologist with a deep-rooted passion for understanding and addressing human behavior. With extensive experience in both academia and clinical practice, Edwina offers compassionate and evidence-based care to individuals navigating life's challenges. Having obtained a master's degree in clinical psychology from the University of Namibia, Edwina honed her skills through diverse roles, including teaching, counseling, and leading the psychology subdivision within the Namibian Correctional Services. A strong advocate for mental health, Edwina combines clinical expertise with a commitment to community outreach, regularly contributing to public discourse on mental well-being. Edwina, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Maggie. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us about your childhood and how it shaped the person you are today?
My childhood was a nice blend of growing up in Windhoek, being a city girl during school time. And then I went back to our roots, to the south, part-time holidays. I grew up there in Mariental and also on the farm with my grandparents. So I was surrounded here in Windhoek by my own company, most of the time being an only child for almost 10 years before my siblings arrived. That made me quiet, observing, and a learning person, being creative in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And in the South, being surrounded by those faithful, kind, loving, hardworking elderly people, being very humble and sincere, that made me a mature, focused, caring, driven, and open-minded and wise as well. So growing up, I was always curious about people and the way they acted and observing the diverse reactions to life's challenges by people sparked a deep interest in understanding the human mind in me. So this innate, as I said, curiosity that was nurtured, coupled with a strong desire to help others, laid the foundation of my career path, Maggie. And I believe these early experiences instilled a sense of empathy and compassion in me, which are essential qualities for a clinical psychologist.
It's like, why is that one so quiet? Why is that one running around so much? Why is that one moving like that? Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Very much.
So then what was your biggest dream growing up?
I had so many, yet the biggest dream was to save the world. Fix the world. It makes me think of Michael Jackson's song, Making the World a Better Place. So, yeah, that was to be a problem solver then. And I wanted to find solutions to our challenges as people. And as I grew older, I realized that psychology offered a profound way to address challenges at a deeper level. Helping individuals overcome their struggles and reach their
life for themselves.
Full potential. I love potential, and I always call myself a miner of potential for us to reach our ultimate goals and be better in terms of what we desire as people and what we deserve.
Yeah, exactly. So then, you know, talking about that, you know, what was your first job? And how did this influence your career trajectory?
I just wanted to add before that, that I did many odd jobs as a child, mostly in retail. So my experience started there already, not to be idle and so forth. But my first big girl job was being a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So as a teacher, it was very, very valuable. And I come from a family of teachers. So it was also big footsteps to try and fill. And it gave me the insights into human behavior and interactions. Teaching really molded me. I say till today, into being more patient, compassionate, and to be an example, and actually to be one of the leaders of the community already. So counseling those students, I was responsible for English and counseling as a life skills teacher at secondary level. It helped me to ignite my passion for clinical psychology, where I then started to study part-time. And it was through these early work experiences that I realized the power of therapeutic relationships, not only formally in terms of psychotherapy or counseling, but us impacting each other beautifully, healing each other, supporting each other, and then for us to walk away and to live from that positive impact on one another, and making a mark in the next person's life.
Exactly.
And that person making good impressions on you.
And then, you know, being a clinical psychologist, what motivates you on a daily basis?
Oh, so much. It's really magic. It's a huge responsibility. But every day presents a very unique opportunity for me to be better and to help others to be better. And the opportunity to connect, like we are doing today, with other humans. And everybody has their own unique story. And I have the privilege to walk along other humans that entrust me on their healing and growth journey. And I have the privilege to be a catalyst, an instrument to also do God's work. And I have the privilege and the honor to be a buddy, a trusted buddy, a cheerleader, a supporter, a healer, and somebody that keeps space for other humans. That's a phenomenal trust position that I have, and witnessing the transformation of people, including myself, because sometimes I am a big culprit and I also heal and grow in the therapeutic sessions. It's a outstanding source of inspiration. And in those moments of profound connection that I find my deepest inner motivation of my own journey, transitioning, journeying on in life.
Like witnessing that, you know, that final product, that final goal.
There's no final yet. You know, to achieve. And big or small, it is evident. I think that is what you mean with that final goal and achieving of that, that it is evident this change for the better that we witness in therapy.
Now, you've mentioned, you know, growing up with your grandparents. Who or what were some of the early influences in your life that guided your path?
Faith, gratitude, like I said, and hard work and a positive mindset. So this also ignited that I believe that we can cope with what life deals us, no matter what it is, how hard it is, how tragic it is, that we can face our realities and own up to those challenges. And also my mentorship under Dr. Manrath at Okungwari also made a huge impact on me professionally as a psychologist today. It was instrumental in shaping my clinical skills, fostering also my passion in the field. And like I said, I had very good role models, not only my grandparents, my parents as well, especially my mother as a woman as well. I stand on the shoulders of these beautiful loved ones of mine.
And now, being the founder of Geluk Psychology Services, you know, and leading a team, what qualities do you believe are essential for effective leadership?
Patience. That's for the teachers. I would say the toughest job on earth is to be a boss.
Mm.
That includes being a mother and. Yet,
I think the
easiest job when you are seasoned and you've learned great life lessons and worked on yourself is to be a leader.
Mm.
And I only late in life with wisdom understand that now and start to love that. Because you really are groomed through the school of life into a leader, yet you need to be open for that because everybody wants to be a boss.
Yeah.
Yet you don't know what you let yourself in, like we were teasing. So for me, effective leadership, especially in a clinical psychology practice, requires empathy, strong communication skills, a deep understanding of humans and their behavior, the ability, as we are trying the most here, to inspire and motivate your team, coupled with a commitment to ethical practice. It is so, so crucial. And you need other building blocks and tools like resilience, innovation. You need to go with the times. You need to keep tabs on in the business world as well as the psychology profession and what is happening in the nation, current affairs, the community, so that you can connect because it is relatable to the next human. That is a true leader, so that you can step on others' behalf in their shoes as the voice, as the example, as the leader of the pack. And ultimately, a successful leader is someone who can be creative, empowering, and nurturing in the environment for all of us. And especially near to my heart, our clients, the community, and us as a team, as colleagues. So 2024, I've learned about leadership that you should lead, you should live, to be legacy driven.
Yes.
And let the team lead by your side.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So then how do you maintain a balance between your professional and personal life?
That's another story. practice makes progress. It's not easy. I will confess.
Definitely.
It is also essential to maintain your own well-being, especially the line of work that we do. So when I'm not at the office, I'm at home. I'm quite comfortable in my nest there. I love to be at the fireplace. I love all the elements of nature. And I spend time with my family. I'm family orientated. And I do prioritize not enough self-care activities like walks and having hobbies like planting and so forth. The list goes on. You know, that's stimulating, that you enjoy, that's uplifting, and that remind you of the true meaning of life and reminds you of your own humanity, that you're just human. You're not this little robot or the gods that we try to play. And additionally, I also try very hard the craft to set healthy and clear boundaries between work and personal time. And it helps me to recharge and come back to work refreshed. I also believe that a healthy work-life balance enhances my ability, Maggie, to provide effective care to my clients. It was also required in our training that we do receive counseling, and that we do unwind, and that we do practice this work-life balance. While I have not perfected it yet, I believe
it will get better
significantly.
Now, do you have any life or career advice, you know, that you would like to share with our listeners?
I was inspired by your media house when I entered. Somebody said, tell the people to be better humans. And I promise I will advocate such. And also, please have faith. Keep the faith. Be positive. We are not talking about false positivity. Sincerely training yourself and advocating and calling faithfully or with the law of attraction scientifically to be positive and goodness in you and your life. And ignite your passions and dream big. If I wasn't a dreamer in all aspects of my well-being in my life, I wouldn't be here speaking to you the way I speak today. So remember, the future belongs to those who believe in the magic of their aspirations. Let your unique voice, Maggie and others that I'm so privileged to advocate today, an unwavering spirit in your uniqueness guide you. Please, people also possess the power to create extraordinary change. Let us walk that talk of change and develop the grit. That means the handle, just like the old manual cars with a clutch, you know. Handle it, get a grip and a grit on it, and resilience to overcome obstacles. So Maggie, let us continue to dream boldly, prepare diligently, and forge our own unique path, leaving our special, unique legacy footprint behind. And I hope I achieved it today with you, bringing out the best in me.
Absolutely. I receive.
As we spoke about influence and imparting positivity on one another.
Thank you so much. That was Edwina Mensah-Hesselman, the founder of Geluk Psychology Services.